Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right, man. It's, it's raining and thunderstorm.
Oh,
outside,
yeah.
Man. You know, it's crazy outside. And, you know, we're doing this show. We talk sports, entertainment, everything else. We're going to talk about the Rangers series with the Tampa Bay Lightning as they got eliminated by Tampa Bay in a historic fashion. We'll talk about that. We'll also preview the Stanley Cup, which I don't care about right now after what happened in Game 7. We'll preview the Blackhawks and the Tampa Bay Lightning, unfortunately. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the NBA playoffs with the Warriors and the Cavaliers. We'll also talk about the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes with American Pharoah trying to make history. We'll get into that. And, of course, you know, we'll talk about what's going on in baseball as the Yankees are playing right now in Oakland as we speak. Also talk about the Mets. their series that just ended with the Marlins. We'll talk about that. And, of course, you know, we're going to end the show with a little WWE, talk a little sports entertainment, preview the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view exclusively for the WWE Network. But most importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. The number, again, is 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about any of these topics or anything you feel like you want to get off your chest. Feel free to give us a call if you'd like. And with that in mind, yeah, man, let's talk about the Rangers losing to the Tampa Bay Lightning in stunning fashion. I mean, you know, you knew Lundqvist was going to bring it. Unfortunately, the offense looked like they forgot to bring the hockey sticks onto the ice. And Ben Bishop, he rebounded and you know, he put a shutout on the board, and you know, history was made. The Rangers finally lose a game seven at home, and the Rangers, the team of destiny, apparently it seemed like they're now you know, going another season without hoisting Lord Stanley Cup. So now it's going to be at least 21 years coming into next season without Stanley Cup. And fortunately, a lot of missed opportunities, man. They, you know, they lost too many games, you know, at home, you know, highlighted by game two. And in game three, they also, you know, they lost also by, so the two, game two and three, they got blown out 6 goals. I mean, you know, we're arguably the best goalie in the game. I mean, you know, it's shocking. But after that, Lundqvist, he settled down. But unfortunately, game seven, you can't blame him. I mean, yeah, he gave the 2 goals, but in the third period. But the guys didn't. I mean, don't get me wrong, the guys are trying, but the offense, man, it was non-existent, man. And a lot of guys are, you know, are pending free agents. Rick Nash, you know, the future Hall of Famer, 39 years old. He's most likely not coming back unless it takes a pay cut. And you got so many of the guys who were integral to this run, which ultimately ended in the Eastern Conference Finals. A lot of these guys are restricted free agents. So Glenn Seder, he has a lot of big decisions to do in the off season, you know, to try to get the Rangers, you know, back to hoisting the Stanley Cup. I mean, they were this close to going to the Stanley Cup back-to-back years, but unfortunately, you know, it wasn't meant to be. Ben Bishop, you know, he outlasted and outplayed Henrik Lundqvist. And the problem is another thing I noticed was John Cooper, you know, the Tampa Bay head coach, he was saying that how he made a very interesting point that yes, the Rangers, you know, they were undefeated, you know at home in game seven. But he made a very interesting point. A lot of those guys who were part of that run last year are now members of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
That's true.
So he said that, you know, he didn't have to give a speech to them. Those guys already had the playoff experience. And Rangers, you know, since 2012, they played more playoff games than anybody in the NHL, at least 70 games. So, I mean, it played a factor. Yes, we had history on our side. But a lot of those guys last year who made that history are now members of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and now they're advancing to face the Blackhawks, as the Blackhawks are going to try to win their first title in, I think, 3 years, if I'm not mistaken, and Tampa Bay win their first since 2004. So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, in this series, the Lightning, they're younger, they were faster. I mean, they just outplayed the Rangers. I mean, Rangers did a good job of coming back down from 3-2. But yeah, I mean, Lightning, they proved to be the better team. You know, Rangers are getting older, And like you said, they have there's players who were on the Rangers that are now on the Tampa Bay Lightning. So they know the Rangers well. And, yeah, I mean, Rangers, they have to wait another year for a Stanley Cup title. You know, 2 years in a row, they fall short. So, actually, 3 out of the 4 years, they fall short.
Well, yeah.
So, another year, another wait, and, you know, they have to get younger. You know, they have a lot of veterans on the team right now, so they have to find a way to get some younger players who are just as fast as the Lightning proved to be. And in this series, you know, Rangers, they didn't score that many points until the last several games, you know,
yeah,
when it mattered. You know,
that
hurt them. Yeah, exactly. You know, so that hurt them, and Lundqvist didn't look good early on in the series at all.
Yeah, game 2 and 3 highlighted for sure.
So six that
goals,
hurt them a bit.
Back-to-back games. I mean, that's
un-Lundqvist-like.
Yeah, you wouldn't think Lundqvist would give that up, even in a video game. Even if you were playing two-player by yourself and you were scoring against the Rangers, you still wouldn't think Lundqvist would block the goal,
mm-hmm. Yep,
even though he's
exactly.
not a computer. But, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. And, you know, it kind of reminded me Game 7. Oh, were you saying something?
Huh?
Were you saying something? Or I guess I was hearing my echo of me speaking. I guess that's what I heard.
Yeah, and I was listening.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, like I was saying, like it reminded me, you know, this Game 7 reminded me of Beltran, you know, in 06. And even the USA, when they got eliminated, you know, it was like they were so, you know, both teams were so close, you know, to getting to that, you know, that next round. And
yeah,
especially the 06 Mets, I mean, they were one win away from going to the championship, which would be the World Series. And, of course, the Rangers were one win away from going to the Stanley Cup. So, it's very sad, you know, but we got to move on.
Yeah, exactly. You have to wait one more year. One more year, one more wait.
Yep. And who do you think is going to win this Stanley Cup?
I think Blackhawks are going to take it. I think Blackhawks had a better team, and, you know, I think they're going to take it all.
I think Lightning's gonna do it. You know, they proved that they could. You know, they upset the Rangers. So I mean, they proved that they could. You know, they could win the hostile territory, and they are the best like offensive team. So I mean,
yeah,
it's gonna be a tough series either way. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they get swept by the Blackhawks, but, you know.
Blackhawks would be tough. I mean, didn't Blackhawks win two seasons ago?
Yeah, like 2-3 years ago, yeah.
They have experience there.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be an interesting series. I think it's going to go 7.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No doubt about that. And shifting gears, let's talk about the NBA. And before we get into the playoffs, between Cavaliers and Warriors, it's been confirmed that Bulls fired Tom Thibodeau after his fifth consecutive winning season.
Yep.
I mean, come on. I mean, I heard that, you know, he was having problems, you know, behind the scenes with the higher-ups. But come on, this guy is a great coach. I don't care if I was the owner of the Bulls, I don't care if this guy walked up in my face for no reason and flipped me the bird. This guy is a winning coach. I'm keeping this guy. Now, if he has several losing seasons, yes, I'll fire him. I'm not gonna have much of a long leash to keep him. Let's say if he's a great coach and I work well with him, you know, I'd give him a few losing seasons, maybe two consecutive, maybe three, pushing it of not making it to the playoffs, to try to redeem himself. But if he's a jerk, you don't get along with him, and he doesn't have a winning season, then you give him the hook. This guy is a great coach. I mean, I don't care what he did. You cannot let a guy like that go.
Yeah, well, now he's going to be coaching another team. Although Pelicans, I thought it would be the Pelicans. The Pelicans look like they had just hired Alvin Gentry.
Yeah.
So So I don't know. He might Thibodeau might just take a year off or a few years off and then come back.
I hope he takes a year off, and if Derek Fisher has another bad season, which I hope he doesn't, you know, hopefully, you know, Phil Jackson would make that move, but I don't see it happening because of his relationship with Derek Fisher. And I think Derek Fisher could be a good coach if he got some players, you know, some talent around him.
I think
But, you know, it was his rookie year. He had arguably the worst Knicks team of all time. And hopefully the Knicks will make some key free agent signings and do something magical with that fourth pick.
So I hope so.
We'll see what happened with that. But enough about talking about a team that didn't make the playoffs. Let's talk about the two teams that really matter in the NBA. And, of course, I'm talking about LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers versus Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Man, I mean, you couldn't write a better script. You got this young talent in Curry, you know, trying to finally hoist that NBA title in his six year as a, you know, as an NBA player, and then you got LeBron James, who's a young legend in himself, you know, trying to win that first title with the Cavaliers and his third overall. And this is gonna be an NBA classic, man.
It's gonna be a great match. I mean, Warriors, they look unstoppable right now. I mean, I thought they might lose to the Grizzlies because Grizzlies had the combination
Randolph.
Of Gasol and Randolph and the Post, and they had some speed with Connolly and defender in Allen, but they just blew past the Grizzlies after the Grizzlies won the first two games. Actually, when Grizzlies went up 2-1, I should say. Grizzlies, they look like they can't be stopped right now. And I'm picking them to win the championship. I think it'll take LeBron another year to win the championship with Cavs like it did with Miami.
I agree with you. I mean, I'm hoping that that's what happens. I think Warriors is the team to beat. But Cavaliers, man, they're gonna push it to the seventh, man. This one could go either way.
Yeah.
But they both seem like teams of destiny. I'm like on the fence with this. I think I want Curry to win, but man, LeBron, man, the best guy in the game, man. Curry's not too far off either. But hopefully,
it'll be fun to watch. I got 100 on the Warriors, so Warriors better win this.
I hope Warriors win.
Better.
I got that gut feeling the Cavaliers are gonna take it, man. They got LeBron, but then again, Curry. I mean, he's on a tear. I mean, he's having the best season of his career.
Yeah.
And he won MVP to prove it.
And they shoot three points like it's a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would have thought they would cool down by now, but they haven't cooled down.
And just like the Stanley Cup, I think this one's gonna go six minimum. But I think this one's gonna be a classic game seven as well.
It's going to be tough, man. They're almost unbeatable at home these days, the Golden Warriors.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. The Oracle Arena. And, man, we're definitely going to keep you guys posted what happens in the series, which is going to start this Thursday. So, we'll definitely keep you posted what happened in that series next week. But shifting gears, something else that's going to happen later on this week, this weekend, is the Triple Crown, you know, at Belmont Stakes. American Pharoah, he's going to try to be the first horse since affirmed in 1978 to win the elusive Triple Crown. And what's your thoughts on that?
I haven't been following the Belmont Stakes, but I've heard that American Pharoah is trying to, you know, win the Triple Crown. And who was the last horse to win a Triple Crown? It's been
affirmed in 1978.
All right, so it's been like over 30 years almost.
Yeah,
there's
been a lot of, horses that I'd say maybe even like 13 or so that's been close. And they've never been like Smarty Jones, for example. They've been close, but they've never, you know, they never got that brass ring, which is the Triple Crown. They win the first two, you know, Kentucky and the Preakness, but they can't win that last one.
Mm.
and you know they join some legendary horses like Secretariat, War Admiral, stuff like that, you know. So it's going to be interesting, you know, what's going to happen with that on Saturday. But I think gears again. Let's talk baseball, and the Mets. They played earlier today. They beat the Marlins, who basically have been whooping on the Mets these last couple of days before today. And Bartolo Colon, he had a masterful performance. He had an RBI hit as well. And he has a major, I should say, an NL leading 8 wins. So congratulations to him. He's 42 years old, and man, this guy is literally an ageless wonder, I should say. You know.
Yeah.
This guy is still dominant, man, even at this age.
Yeah, he's been pinching well this season, and even hitting.
Yeah, and hitting too as well. And this guy, he hasn't had many hits in his career, but he's starting to find that magic bat.
Yeah.
Kind of like Syndergaard a few days ago in the last series Mets had prior to the Marlins. Syndergaard, he had like a little league game. He pitched like 7 1/3 inning. I'm trying to remember how many strikeouts he had. He might have had 9, I think. And he hit a home run, his first major league home run. And this was in like a Yankee Stadium or a Citizens Bank Park home run. This guy hit like a over 430 something feet home run, man. This
wow.
It was a bomb. I was like, what the? I couldn't believe it was him. I was like, what? Syndergaard? I mean, I know this guy. He hit some home runs in the minors. I mean, he has that pop. And you know, I expected him to hit it eventually, but man, I didn't
maybe
know he
should
hit.
Put him in the lineup as a hitter.
Maybe they might pinch hit him, you know, in the future. I mean, that guy got a bat, man.
Yeah. Wow.
And Matt Harvey's reaction was like, he looked like he farted or something. He didn't know how to react. He was like, I don't know if he was amazed or he was like, man, not even I have a home run. Maybe he was like, he got to step up his game too or something. It was like, you didn't know what reaction he had, you know. But speaking of Matt Harvey, his last couple of starts, he hasn't pitched well, but they believe he has a dead arm, which, you're familiar with that term. Basically, the arm feels tired, and they can't, when they try to throw extra hard, they don't have that extra oomph, you know, in their fastball, and, you know, they get hit.
Wow.
Because they don't have that extra adrenaline. Maybe. Well, they are the Mets are going are planning on doing a 6-man rotation this week with Dylan G expected to come back the pitch. Not to mention they have Steven Matz who's pitching well in AAA. So eventually he's gonna join the rotation. I don't think it's gonna be a 7-man rotation. So I don't know. Maybe they're waiting to trade G or a niece or somebody gets hurt again, which is inevitable with the Mets. But we'll see if Syndergaard can continue what he's doing, cuz he's following after Matt Harvey and Wheeler and DeGrom's footsteps of guys who are you know they're doing their thing in their rookie season for the Mets.
Yeah, definitely. Mets still trailing the Nationals and the NL East.
Yeah.
But they got to keep up with that because Nationals are trying to run away with this division now.
Yeah, and them sweeping the Phillies recently, that definitely helped out their cause. But they definitely need to go on a tear on the West Coast against San Diego and Arizona. So, you know, hopefully the West Coast trip will do them some wonders.
Yeah.
And speaking of the West Coast, the Yankees are on the West Coast right now. Yankees, they split the series, but they're playing right now. I think you told me they were losing 2-0 this game in the rubber game?
Yeah, the game just ended. The Yankees lose 3-0. They couldn't get any runs off of Chavez today. So they end up losing the game. But yesterday they got a win They won the game 5-3. Mm-hmm. Beltran hit a 2-run home run in 6th inning and added an RBI single in the 8th to lead the Yankees to that win yesterday. But the day before, Yankees lost 6-2. You know, they couldn't get they really couldn't get anything for 4 innings in that game, and they ended up losing that game and losing this series now 2-1. Mm-hmm. So they're still in first place, I think, because the Rays have lost like 5 in a row. So despite being at I think they're at a 500 record right now, or
mm-hmm.
actually they're 26-25.
Mm-hmm.
So despite being 26-25, they're still holding on to the division, but only by a finger are they holding on.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, good things are to come. Tanaka is going to be joining the rotation this upcoming week. So hopefully that'll help the Yankees a bit.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. You know, when Tanaka's healthy, you know, he's their ace. There's no doubt about it. And then you got Pineda. When he's healthy, you know, he's been lights out for the most part this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, that goes without saying.
Definitely.
And speaking of championship, Elimination Chamber is on tonight. And, you know, Dean Ambrose is going to try to win his first ever title against his former Shield brother, the Architect, Seth Rollins. And, man, the last pay-per-view 2 weeks ago, I think it's going to be the same. Seth Rollins is going to come out with the title again. I hope Dean Ambrose win it, you know, but I think Seth Rollins, yet again, he's going to find a way to walk away with that title.
I think so also, yeah. I think Seth Rollins is going to win it. Who knows, maybe they have Ambrose, Sinsifere, and not Ambrose, but
Roman Reigns.
And maybe that sets up a feud between Reigns and Ambrose, maybe.
Maybe, because they're going to have to – I mean, yeah, they did briefly fight, you know, in the pay-per-view 2 weeks ago. Fatal 4-Way. But, yeah, they got to – I mean, they got to butt heads. I mean, they did kind of tease it before the other pay-per-view.
Right.
So, yeah, they're definitely gonna have to – come to blows, like similar to Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan a few weeks ago. A few months ago. Extreme Rules, I think it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or was it I think it was the one between WrestleMania, Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. Fastlane, that was the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So in Fastlane, yeah, it's going to be similar to that because, you know, they got to cross paths, even though they're buddies, you know, they got to get past each other. Kind of like the match, the Fatal 4-Way. After they triple powerbomb Orton, there was nothing more for them to do. They attacked, Seth Rollins after that brief reunion with the Shield. You know, they went blows to blows, you know, with each other, and that's what they're gonna do. Seth, like you said, I think Roman Reigns is gonna interfere and spear him. I think by accident. I don't think Roman Reigns is gonna have a heel turn yet.
Yeah, I think it will be by accident.
I think that time passed. I mean, they could have did that around, you know, WrestleMania or the Fastlane pay-per-view when, you know, he was fighting against Daniel Bryan, who's arguably the top fan favorite right now in WWE, even though his career is in jeopardy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think he's expected to address the WWE universe momentarily before the pay-per-view event.
The guy is, man, he's talented, but he's too injury-prone.
I know. It's sad. I'm a Daniel Bryan fan as well. But, yeah, he's too injury-prone, unfortunately. It's really sad. I mean, the guy, you know, he's a veteran. He's been fighting for at least 11 years before he went to WWE. And fortunately, his career is in jeopardy. And we'll never, unfortunately, have, Daniel Bryan or, you know, well, Kurt Angle's not even with the company anymore, but if he would, that would have been an interesting matchup, or him versus Samoa Joe inside a WWE ring. I'm pretty sure it happened in ROH and other places, you know, in independent league, but they never, you know, fought in WWE because Samoa Joe recently signed with NXT. So
yeah, I mean, man, if he comes back again and gets injured, man, he might have to retire.
I mean, because you don't want him to be paralyzed, you know. I mean,
yeah.
We understand he wants to entertain the fans, you know, but, I mean, he did everything he could. He won the title. He won the Intercontinental title. He won the tag team title. I mean, he's done it all.
Yeah.
You know? And, we definitely don't want this guy to be paralyzed, you know, trying to entertain the fans, like Edge almost was.
For real.
So, I wish him the best. Hopefully he could go out on his terms and doesn't suffer a serious injury. But with that said, who do you think is going to win the Intercontinental title inside the Extreme Rules?
Well, I thought initially it would be King Barrett, but
yeah,
because
so
of this Rusev Ziggler feud, I'm thinking Rusev is going to win it.
Yeah, I'm hearing rumors it's going to be Sheamus.
I just think Sheamus was my other option, but I think it'll be Rusev, and they'll set up this Rusev Ziggler feud for the IC title.
You know what? I think you're right. I think it is going to be Rusev, even though I'm hearing rumors it's Sheamus.
To me,
it makes more sense to put on Rusev or King Barrett. Having Sheamus win the title, I mean, it doesn't Intercontinental title really doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
Sheamus is really without a feud, really. I mean, he feuded with Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler because he's, they're little and fan favorites. But he doesn't really have a feud. Dolph Ziggler is more of a feud with Rusev now than he is with Sheamus anymore. That's done.
Yeah.
They had the two matches and made them kiss each other's backsides to consecutive pay-per-view events. So that storyline's over. Sheamus has no storyline except, you know, the fans keep saying he looks stupid. So I think the title is going to go to Rusev.
And I hope so.
Let me see. What else? The tag team match. I think it's a 10-man tag team match. First time ever inside the Elimination Chamber.
I think New Day is going to win it.
I think New Day is going to win it. I could see. What's the other team they always feuding with? I'm trying to think. Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. I could see them win it too.
Yeah.
But I think New Day is gonna win it, and they're gonna have one of the members who's not in the match gonna interfere.
New Day.
So, but I think New Day is gonna win, thanks to their whichever member that's not in the inside the tag team match is gonna interfere and cause you know and help them win.
Yeah, I could see it.
The Divas match is. Nikki Bella versus Naomi and Paige. I think Naomi is gonna finally win it, but then again, Nikki always finds a way to win. So
yeah, that's a tough one. I think Nikki's gonna retain it. You know, if Nikki's gonna lose, she's gonna lose at SummerSlam.
I think you have a point there. I think you have a point there, but I'm gonna stick to my guns. I'm gonna say Naomi, even though I have a gut feeling you're probably right, but I'm gonna stick with my pick. I'm trying to think what other matches are there. Oh yes, Kevin Owens versus John Cena. Kevin Owens makes his WWE debut fighting this evening versus John Cena. I think I know I'm stupid, but I'm picking Kevin Owens to win.
I think they're gonna give it to Kevin Owens too because I think they'll probably set up some type of feud for SummerSlam, where he challenges Cena for the title, or maybe the title for title even. Who knows?
But you know what the stupid thing is? They should have did it this tonight because they're teasing champion versus champion, but the title isn't on the line.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't say champion versus champion if the title is not on the line. Yes, we know they're champion. The only way they could say is like, okay, the NXT champion Kevin Owens battles the U.S. champion John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Just say it like that. But if you say champion versus champion, we're thinking it's a unification match. And that would even add more juice to the thing.
Exactly.
Either way you look at it, most likely Kevin Owens would win. But imagine if John Cena wins the NXT title. That would also bring – and the United States title. That would also, you know, bring other possibilities, you know.
Yeah.
With John Cena feuding with people even sooner You know, you're thinking people, you have to reach the top to battle John Cena, you know, for a title. But if John Cena would shockingly defeat Kevin Owens, well, I wouldn't say shockingly, because John Cena, you know, he's, you know, John Cena, he beats everybody, including The Rock and
right,
Undertaker
right.
and everybody in the business. But if John Cena wins the NXT title, if it was on the line today, then it would give you a preview of what the fans could expect to see when the other guys, NXT guys, move up to the WWE level.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, that's a very interesting thing that could happen. I don't think there's anything else major that's going on that could be revealed.
Yeah. Those are pretty darn good main matches. I mean, not that many matches for this pay-per-view.
Well, anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show, IMAX, Saturdays at 11, and check out this show, Sports and Religion, every Sunday.
Alright, you heard them, man. Check out both shows, and I'll see you guys next week. I'm Boy Ramon.